Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up, an unlikely college football team is now number two in the nation. We're going to find out how that happened. First, though, let's hear about today's top stories from our own Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. There's word this morning that Iran, Russia, and other countries along the Caspian Sea have formed their own kind of neighborhood watch to prevent an attack by an outside country. During a summit meeting today in Tehran, the countries bordering the Caspian Sea agreed not to let a third country use their soil for an attack in their neighborhood. It's apparently a response to speculation that Washington might resort to force in its nuclear standoff with Iran. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Tehran for the meeting and is expected to have a one-on-one meeting with Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to try to find a diplomatic solution to Iran's nuclear standoff with the U.S. and Western allies. Moving a little closer to home, three of the biggest telecommunication companies in the U.S. say they're not talking about whether they've taken part in the Bush administration's terrorist surveillance program. Democratic lawmakers in Congress want to know whether AT&T, Quest, and Verizon have been giving their customers' phone and computer records to U.S. intelligence agencies. All three companies have declined to answer, saying this is classified information and they'd first need to get permission from the federal government to deny or confirm any participation. The inquiry comes as the House prepares to take up a new government eavesdropping bill. The White House has threatened to veto it unless it gives immunity for telecommunications firms that have helped the government without court orders in the surveillance program. And looking for a job with AOL or trying to keep one might be a good idea to get some advertising experience. Yesterday, executives at the company announced they'll have to cut 2,000 jobs. It's part of AOL's efforts to move away from the internet access business and instead develop its new online advertising business. Last month, the company's chief executive, Randy Falco, announced the company's headquarters is moving from Virginia to New York City, where he hopes to hire people with more experience in media and advertising. Finally, baseball fans are celebrating in Colorado today. Why? Because the Rockies are going to the World Series for the first time in the team's 14-year history. Yesterday, the Rockies swept past the Arizona Diamondbacks 6-4 to sweep the National League Championship Series. The Rockies will take on either the Indians or the Red Sox in the World Series starting October 24th. The Indians lead that series 2-1 after beating the Sox last night. In Monday Night Football action, the Giants beat the Falcons 31-10. Making it the Giants' fourth win in a row. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Luke, your turn.